Today on The Good Word, we're talking about the importance of giving what we receive and the blessings of trying the Lord. One of the oldest commandments is the requirement to remember where our blessings come from. Spend too much time in the world and it's easy to begin thinking too highly of ourselves, forgetting the mercies we receive from others and from heaven. That's why the Lord has asked His children to return some part of what they gain in life back to Him. No matter how far or little we advance in the eyes of others, God asks that we remember that He has provided for what we have. This sacrifice of some financial security has often been a difficult one for God's people to follow, whether because of pure concern for survival or a desire to hold on to what is valued by the world. Tithes and offerings may not be seen as a joyful commandment to follow. But God has given us a different perspective on this sacrifice. Like any law, the commandment is accompanied with a promise, a blessing that comes to those willing to test it. In chapter 3 of Malachi, he emphasizes the natural consequences of our obedience. We become uniquely ready to receive his blessings, if only we're willing to give the Lord his due. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open to you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Paying tithes shows that we value the Lord more than earthly things. Through tithes and offerings, we offer better support for our fellow men and show that we care for the less fortunate just as the Lord did during his ministry on the earth. The scriptures are filled with accounts of how God and his people turned what they had on earth to the benefit of their brothers and sisters, every act of service, a testament to loving God and man all at once. But the Lord isn't just asking us to take His word for it. Tithing is one of the most testable commandments, where the consequences of our obedience are clear and tangible. The portion we return to God may return to us any number of ways. Who knows what the windows of heaven contain? The Lord never asks for what we can't give in any commandment. If we can't see the way forward, that doesn't mean there isn't one, since God's view contains more than we can see. When we seek to obey any of His commandments, He can provide the means forward. It might not be the path or the solution we were seeking, but the Lord promises us more than we can imagine. We're sustained by far more than just bread and coin alone. Many windows from heaven we may not even recognize at first, but will prove to be exactly what we needed to keep going. He asks for our tithes because He wants to give us the help that only such a sacrifice can provide. As we remember our obligation to Him and those around us, we're supported even as we give. And that's the good word.